Well, it could be big trouble in Little Washington. You know Little Washington, Virginia. Washington, Virginia's population is 135, but it is home to one of the great restaurants in the country, the Inn at Little Washington. But if a local developer has his way, it could be home to a whole lot more, and that has some people fuming.
Dunk, dunk, dunk. Joining us to talk about it, Carol Ross joined with Washingtonian. How you doing, Carol?
Good. It's good to see you both.
Good to see you as well.
When you say local developer, those are the fighting words, mm-hmm. because they think of him as a big Washington developer, Jim Abdo.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Jim Abdo and his plans for Little Washington, what he would like to do.
He thought that it all made sense. He was buying up properties and was going to transform what he thought were underused or you know, just available buildings and turn them into little businesses that might serve, in particular, the clientele that go to the Inn at Little Washington. And in fact, he had opened up an inn, the White Moose Inn, about 3 months ago. The Washington Post does this story about Jim Abdo's plans for, you know, Little Washington with a headline, you know, that's something like, you know, big town developers coming to Little Town to work his magic. And what nobody had factored in was the thoughts and feelings of the 135 people who live there.
And what exactly are they saying?
Well, at least the vocal ones, the ones who are opposed, don't like what he said in the Washington Post. He said the town didn't have a pulse. He called it hollow. He said that the magic of the inn needed to be leveraged. And he sort of designated himself to be the one to do it, is how they see it. I'm sure from his point of view, he's just taking an opportunity and trying to make it better for all. But they feel very left out of the conversation. And for that reason, the Rappahannock News, the town's newspaper, is going to have a town meeting Thursday night at their little theater. It is a little theater. I imagine all 135 will be there. Plus, I'm told Jim Abdo will be there. I'm told the mayor, John Fox Sullivan, who is a semi-retired executive from Atlantic Media and also a longtime denizen of Big Washington. I don't know whether Patrick O'Connell will be there.
The owner of the inn?
Huh?
The owner of the inn,
the
for people who don't
The owner of the inn,
know.
Chef Patrick O'Connell. The word is that he's out of town.
So locals may not have known that he actually bought up a significant amount of real estate in the town. Talk about some of the pushback, particularly from former Congressman Ben Jones, who was famously Cooter on Dukes of Hazzard.
Cooter has risen. I tell you, they have this listserv out there called RapNet, and it is a very active listserv of all these people with voicing all their opinions. But the opinion you see most often is Ben Jones, Cooter. And he is fresh off thinking that he's the reason that Cantor got booted out of office. So now he has become the voice of the opposition of Jim Abdo. And he echoes the same thing you hear all these people saying again and again. Why isn't anybody listening to us? We like our town the way it is. We don't need Jim Abdo coming in to make it into his vision. But Ben Jones, he was even threatening to bring the Hells Angels to the meeting on Thursday night.
Oh.
But then he said that I think people began to take him seriously, and he said no, he was kidding.
We only have 30 more seconds,
mm-hmm.
but bottom line, we know if you've been to Washington, Virginia, you know how beautiful and quaint it is.
It is.
Is there some room for compromise here? Is there room for maybe a little bit of development and not ruin the character of the town?
Let's just say this is not the first time this has happened. There was an AOL executive who in the late 90s bought up a lot of the town, and then it didn't work out, and he left. So I guess there's people worrying about, you know, is he here for the long haul? Should he make this investment? Will he stick with it? But there's always a compromise. I think, though, on Thursday night, what Jim Abdo needs to do is just sit and listen.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, and maybe we'll check in with you again after that, Carol. Thanks so much.
Thank
Washingtonians,
you.
Carol Ross joined.